مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? This is Ahmad Ravi. And in this lesson, lesson number three, we're going to learn many great practical idioms, and we're going to use them in different examples. There are pictures for every idiom, so you can remember it for a lifetime. So I want you to focus, and I want you to listen to me carefully. You can take notes if you want to. So let's start with the first idiom. Beside the point. Very nice one. Beside the point. If something is beside the point, it's not relevant or not important. For example, whether or not I ask the waiter to bring us water is beside the point. Waiters should always bring water to the table. Exactly. So beside the point here means it's not relevant and it's not important. The reason you're late is beside the point. The reason you're late is not important, or the reason you're late is not relevant. The fact is, your dinner is now cold. So we use beside the point when we are referring to something that has no connection with our issue, or not relevant to our issue. So in these situations, we can say that's beside the point. To blow something. Oh, look at that guy. He blew it. To blow something means to spoil or botch something. If you blew something, you just make a very stupid mistake and you fail. For example, Brenda blew the interview and didn't get the job offer. So she didn't actually do well. She just spoiled the interview and she was not successful. She couldn't manage it and she didn't get the job. It's okay, maybe next time. Randy managed to get a date with the most popular girl in his class. Now I hope he doesn't blow it. I hope he doesn't actually make any stupid mistake. I hope everything goes well with him. So guys, what's the meaning of date here? Date is a social or romantic appointment or engagement. So here, Randy, he's having a date, a romantic engagement, a romantic appointment with this beautiful girl. And I hope he doesn't blow it. To buckle down. This is one of my favorite idioms. I use it in my class all of the time with my students. I always tell them you should buckle down. Buckle down means to start working seriously. Yes, to start working hard. If Don buckles down now, he might be able to graduate from high school this year. So if Don buckles down, if he start working hard and seriously, yeah, he might graduate. Team, if we want to win this tournament, we're going to need to buckle down. Exactly. So what's the meaning of tournament here? Tournament is a series of contests between a number of competitors who compete for an overall prize. Okay, so this is many series of contests. So, buckle down means to start working seriously. So again, guys, if you want to learn all of these idioms, I believe you should buckle down. You should start working seriously, okay? Do not skip and do not actually run away from learning these idioms. Can't stand! Very nice and very popular and very common one. Can't stand means to hate something. For example, Bob can't stand bureaucrats, so he'd never do well working at a large corporation. So what's the meaning of bureaucrats? Bureaucrats are the officials, employees, and the people who run government departments and offices or similar officers. So that's the meaning of bureaucrats. Nicole can't stand broccoli. She simply refuses to eat it. Yeah, me neither. I can't stand broccoli, which means I hate broccoli. This is a very nice slang you can use when you hate, when you don't like something. For example, I can't stand people when they stare and look at me for a long time. Yeah, I hate it, especially when I'm in the restaurant. To cut class, I think you can understand the meaning of this idiom. It's very clear. To cut class means to miss class without an excuse. When you don't go to your class, you go outside, maybe with your friends, to a different cafe. You just run around, waste time, you miss classes, you cut classes. When I was younger, I always cut classes. I didn't go to the class, I went just outside with my friends, went to different parks. So the example here says, Ted often cuts classes or cuts class to spend more time with his girlfriend. No, shame on him. He should not cut classes, I guess, because he's going to face the bad consequences. If you keep cutting French class, you're going to fail it. Yes. You should stop missing classes. You should stop cutting classes. Because if you do, if you keep doing it, you will fail. So guys, do not cut classes in your life. Yes, this is my experience. Be real. Be real. What does it mean? Be real means to be serious or realistic about what's going on. So if you tell people to be real, you are telling them to be serious about something, to be realistic about something, and stop joking. You think you won't get a speeding ticket when you drive 85 miles per hour? Come on, get real. I'm not joking. So here we have a speeding ticket. Speeding ticket is a piece of paper that a police officer gives to someone who was driving too fast, and that indicates a fine that the driver will have to pay. So we call it speeding ticket. This actually phrase that you might not know. You think you are going to win $1 million in the lottery? Get real. Which means, come on, be realistic. That's not going to happen. Stop just fooling yourself. Stop dreaming. Just get real. Come on. That's right. To have one's heart set on. To have your heart set on something means to really want something. When you are really interested in something, when you really want to do something, want to have something, you can use this phrase. I always had my heart set on meeting a hot girl, but I couldn't do this. Nicole has her heart set on going to New York this weekend, which means that she really wants to go to New York. Or did you really have your heart set on going to Harvard? Did you really want it to go to Harvard? So to have your heart set on doing something means that you really want to do something. And this is a really common, nice, and popular idiom. We just hear it in different movies and clips. To hit the books. I always tell my students you should hit the books. So what does it mean? Does it mean that we should go and hit the books with our hands? No. Hit the books here means to start studying seriously and hard. Hit the books. Ted wasted all weekend. Finally, on Sunday night, he decided it was time to hit the books, which means it was time to just start studying and reading books. Hit the books! I know you have a test tomorrow. Exactly. I always hit the books just the night before the exam. I know that's wrong. That's not right. But this is a really bad habit and I should stop it. Lost cause. That's a lost cause. When we speak about something that's lost cause, we say that's hopeless. Something hopeless. There is no hope, okay? It's a lost cause. Just go home. There is no hope here. For example, Cindy spent 5 years studying Russian. Finally, she realized it was a lost cause. It was something hopeless. She would never learn it. Exactly. Jack needs to stop drinking so much coffee, but he's so addicted to caffeine that it is a lost cause. Exactly. He can't stop drinking coffee. So it's something hopeless. For example, if you think you can learn English in 2 weeks, I think that's a lost cause. That's something completely hopeless. You can never do this. It's impossible. Yes. To not give a hoot. To not give a hoot. As you can see, this girl, she doesn't give a hoot. She doesn't give a shit. So not give a hoot means not care about something. For example, Tom likes to walk around town in his pajamas. He doesn't give a hoot what people think. He doesn't care. He doesn't give a shit. Yes. Stephanie doesn't give a hoot if she's the only one wearing green dress to the high school prom. So she doesn't give a hoot, which means she doesn't give a shit. There are two other synonyms. Not give a hoot, we can say to not give a damn or not give a darn or not give a shit. As you can see in this picture, this girl, she doesn't give a shit about what people think. Yes, if you want to have a happy life, I think you should not give a hoot about what people think. Over someone's head. Over someone's head. If something is over your head, it's beyond one's understanding. So you cannot understand it because it's just over your head. It's beyond your understanding. You cannot understand it. For example, the professor was speaking over our heads. None of us could understand him. So here means that the professor was speaking about something that was really difficult for us to understand. It's beyond our understanding. The article on cloning was written for scientists. It was over my head. Yes. It was beyond my understanding. Guys, to be honest with you, philosophy is over my head. I cannot understand it. I don't know what it speaks about, you know. To slack off. To slack off means to waste time. Yes. That's a very nice, actually, phrase. This is an American one. To slack off. To waste time. As you can see, this girl in this picture, she's slacking off, which means she's wasting time. Amanda doesn't get much done at the office. She's too busy slacking off. She's too busy wasting time, okay? So slack off means to waste time. Guys, don't waste time. Don't slack off. I'd better stop slacking off. My essay is due in 2 hours. Yes, you'd better stop wasting time. What's the meaning of due here? My essay is due. So due here, guys, means expected at a planned, expected at or planned for at a certain time. So when it says my essay is due in 2 hours, it means that I should deliver my essay in 2 hours. I don't have time. And there's a note here on the right. As you can see, people who slack off all the time are called slackers. So you can call them slacker. Hey, slacker, how are you doing? You can call your friend slacker. Yeah, those people who waste time. And the last idiom of this lesson is to stand a chance. To stand a chance means to have the possibility of success. If you stand a chance, it means that you have the possibility of success. So your success is possible. For example, although the American figure skaters were good, they didn't stand a chance of winning a gold medal at the Olympics. They didn't have the possibility of winning. They didn't have the possibility of succeeding. Wilton High School was the best soccer team in the States. I'm afraid we don't stand a chance against them. Yeah, I'm afraid we don't actually have the possibility of success and winning against them. So, to stand a chance here means to have the possibility of success and actually winning. So, that's the end. I hope you have enjoyed this lesson. And in the next stage, we're going to use all of these words in a very interesting conversation. And we're going to use all of these words in different short clips so you can see how native English people pronounce and use them. See you.
That's beside the point.
That's beside the point.
That's beside the point.
Besides the point. I blew it.
You blew it, B. You blew it.
You blew it.
You blew it, boy! You really blew it!
Now let's buckle down!
George, I gotta buckle down.
Buckle down, people!
Buckle down!
You can't stand me?
I can't stand so long.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Just a little reminder. If I find out you cut class...
You know who used to cut class?
I want you to cut class.
If I had my heart set on Mr. L...
I have my heart set on that teddy bear.
Oh.
Time to hit the books.
Great! I'll go hit the books.
Maybe you ought to hit the books, too.
I mean, I don't give a hoot about SEC compliance.
Just, I don't give a hoot.
Remember, give a hoot. Don't litter.
Give a hoot. Read a book.
I only slack off when things are good.
Don't slack off because you feel sorry for us.
Ladies don't stand a chance.
They don't stand a chance.
She doesn't stand a chance.
Lesson 3. Ted's day at school. Ted tells his parents he did poorly on his chemistry test. They tell him he needs to get serious and study more.
How was your day at school today, Ted?
Bad. I had a chemistry test and I blew it.
Maybe if you didn't cut class so often, you'd do better.
That's right, son. Stop slacking off and start hitting the books.
But I can't stand chemistry class. Besides, it's a lost cause. That class is way over my head.
You need to buckle down.
When I'm a famous musician, people won't give a hoot about my knowledge of atoms and molecules.
That's beside the point.
We know you have your heart set on going to New York University.
And you don't stand a chance of getting in there with such poor grades.